without further ado, nice little rhyme there. Let's do it, huh? The boys are here. Well, Ethan is here. Gers Fan Henry had to call in. Actually, I got him on Teams right now. He's in the waiting room. When we come back, Daily Drivagores, Ethan versus Henry on KGRS.
Previously on the Daily Drive with Ace Sourwine.
Well, 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 if it isn't Danny Barsh strolling in here whenever she pleases.
Sorry, I was probably at Mo Club last night.
Is this true? Can we confirm that? That's just good.
That's good.
That's good marketing for Mo Club.
Yes, it is. Grace Hardy, if you're listening, buy me a beer.
She worked
time.
There?
Yes, she does.
Wait, Grace Hardy softball?
Yep.
I'll be. So what happened, kid?
Not on the same, if I'm late, you're not going to make me run a bunch of lines, so.
No, but.
I've lost my edge, my early fear in the morning.
But we did make you wait outside for a while.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
Okay.
I needed to wake up. Some fresh oxygen did that for me, so Maggie screwed pretty much.
Whoa. For all Daily Drive episodes, download the KGRZ Mobile
Crime Bureau.
The Daily Drivagores, we're back, baby. Matchup number two of the new season. Gers Fan Henry, by the way, you're joining us from the home studio. Can you hear the music right now? I don't know how that works.
Yep, got you loud and clear.
All right.
Sounds like I'm there.
Wow. I mean, it kind of, your audio sounds like you're kind of there. Yeah, I don't know. It's a little different, but it's better than just a normal phone call.
Yes.
Anyways.
Future is now.
The future is now. Today's Daily Drive, courtesy of Madhouse Farms, locally grown products in Montana agriculture you can feel good about. Two convenient locations at the Y and in Lolo. Gers Fan Henry is joining us from the home studio. We've got our man Ethan Jenkins in studio with us as well for Daily Drivagories. This is our second matchup. Wolfie defeated Gabby back on Friday in the inaugural team name game. I'm so used to saying team name game. Daily Drivagories. Wolfie scored 3 points. He ended up sweeping Gabby in the opener. This will be a marathon, not a sprint. The season starts today in July and runs all the way until March when we crown a champion. Of course, bottom two are relegated as well. All right, before we really get into that, Gers Fan Henry, how you feeling? I know you were down in the Bahamas. You're on a cruise. Are you alive? Are you well?
Alive, yes, well. I mean, I don't know why I ever would go back to work. This kind of sucks. Vacation rules.
Yeah.
And even in a place like the Bahamas or Miami in the middle of summer, I'd take that any day over having to go into work. So vacation times, gotta toss a few more of those on the calendar.
When Claire and I were in the Midwest for our 2-week-ish vacation, I can't tell you how many times too, like, we were either sitting on the water at Lake Superior at a friend's cabin. I'm like, why don't we just quit our jobs? Why don't we not go back? We just hang on a lake for the rest of our lives. I don't know why that's not possible.
Oh, man, just like the pioneers, man. We could do that.
Just like the pioneers.
That's what I know about the pioneers. It's just sitting at lakes. Going out on cruises.
You know what, Lewis and Clark, I bet they had a great time just going up and down the river with the boys.
Just fording
like,
rivers
like
on cruise
good
ships.
Time.
No trials, no tribulations, just cruises and good times.
That's what I learned.
Yeah. The Oregon Trail taught us nothing. What's the disease you always
dysentery?
That was never a thing. No.
Sorry, I can't come into work Monday. Dysentery.
Dysentery. What is dysentery, by the way?
Bad. That's all I know.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Let's look
I think
this
it's something
up.
To do with like you can't consume water or something. I don't know. I might be making that up.
All right. Hold on. Dysentery. It's an intestinal infection that causes diarrhea containing blood or mucus. Oh God.
So
it's just bad. It's just a bacteria that gets at you.
Work doesn't sound so bad anymore.
I have not got dysentery from a desk.
No. That I have it. Yeah, it looks like it's contaminated food or water is how you usually get it. So watch out for contaminated food or water. Anyways. Well, it's good to have you back in the continental U.S. I saw you were in Alabama for some reason, Gris Van Henry.
Flying right over. Great, beautiful state of Alabama.
Wait, is that so you didn't actually, you weren't in Bama? You were flying?
Yep. Oh. Just flying over. Oh. Yeah, I think, location was just picking up where we were at that point in time.
Got it.
That was a Miami to Minneapolis flight.
Okay, because I was confused because I saw on Find My Friends, I'm like, where is he? And I saw him middle of Alabama. I'm like, okay, I knew he was in Miami, knew he was in the Bahamas. I'm like, maybe he had friends in Alabama? Like, I don't know, but okay, that makes sense. You were flying. Okay, got it.
Yep.
Well, good to have you back. Welcome to the show. Ethan, hey, pal, how are you? It's been a while.
I know, it's been a little while.
Your sister got married over the weekend. Congratulations to her. That's awesome.
Congrats, Gracie and Josiah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool. Up in Whitefish, I'm assuming was it hot up in Whitefish this weekend?
It was real hot.
Were you in a black suit?
I was in a dark blue suit.
Okay, close.
But long sleeves, jacket, all that. I was pretty miserable by the end of it.
What was the temp for your wedding last year? I don't remember it being crazy hot.
It wasn't that bad. We were in April.
That too.
And then it rained a little bit that afternoon too.
That was the Masters weekend. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. That was a lot more manageable for the sleeves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kristen and I went out early and got all the chairs and stuff set up. And so we were just out in the sun for 3 or 4 hours on that one.
Excellent.
Straight to the store to get some Gatorade afterwards.
Yep. We love that. What else has been going on this summer?
Just a lot of travel to the lake, sitting at the water, enjoying it.
Were you gone, like out of the area for a while? Were you on a extended vacation?
Back in April. Went to London for our anniversary.
That's right. Have I even seen you since London? For softball?
I think
for
I came in for a team name game afterwards.
Oh, that's right, the team name game.
Yeah, and then softball last week I was back for.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you in studio again.
It's good to be here.
It's been too long. Boys, thanks for playing Daily Drive at Gorey's. You have committed to a season-long commitment, and there is no getting out of it, so I'll see you once a month until March.
Nice. Works for me.
Today's Daily Drive, courtesy of our good friends over at Campbell Kia of Missoula. New and pre-owned vehicles, great service, and a no-pressure buying experience located off of Expressway and online at CampbellKia.com. Okay, so Daily Drive at Gorey's. It's a new segment. Again, we started it on Friday. It is categorical trivia. That's where we get the Daily Drive Gorey's. How it works is our contestants will go in a best of three trivia contest. We'll have category one, category two, category three. If you win all three rounds, you get 3 points, and that will get added on to your cumulative season total. We're kind of approaching this like the Premier League, where we're not going to do a postseason tournament. It's just going to be a regular season. Whoever racks up the most points, champion at the end, bottom two, 15th and 16th place, they get relegated in March. So think of it that way. If you sweep, you get 3 points. If you win 2 of 3, you get 2 points. If you lose, you get nothing. Got to win to register points. I think that makes sense, at least in terms of the overall Daily Drive categories. Any questions from you two?
Seems straightforward.
Okay. All right. Gris Van Henry and Ethan Jenkins, ready to go. In Daily Drive Agoras. Okay, so since Henry is in his home studio, I printed out. It's not a cheat sheet. I don't want to say it's a cheat sheet, but Ethan, I'm going to hand you this sheet. It's going to at least you can track stuff over here. All right, does that make sense? Category one, we're going to the World Cup. Pretty timely right now. I did randomize. I randomized these, by the way. I just get like a master list of categories, and I randomized. World Cup winners. Can you name the winners of the FIFA World Cup? All 22. There are 22 winners all time, and I will hand you this. You can kind of follow along. I'll get you a pen as well. Gris Van Henry, if you want to follow along at home, like writing down the answers, because if there are repeat answers, if you repeat one that doesn't work, you don't get the point, if that makes sense. But where's my cheat sheet? Here we go. Okay, now I got mine. So there are 22 teams that have won the World Cup, right? There are multiples of, a country has won multiples. Let's say the United States of America has won 3. They haven't. I'll just give you that right now. Let's say they've won 3. I will accept the USA 3 times. So let's say Henry says USA. Ethan says USA. Henry says USA. You all get points for that, if that makes sense. Back and forth. So, again, the USA has not won it 3 times. Did not give anything away there. So there are 22 teams, and yes, there are multiples of some teams. You can get a point for every time they won. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
All right. Trivia music has started. We're off and running. I got to do a... Hold on. Where's my coin? Coin flip to see who goes first.
It's
hold
behind
on.
Your cup over here.
What?
It's yep. behind your cup there.
Oh. There's one on my ground, too. Apparently, I should make a lot of
it's
money
got coins
over
all
here.
Over. Money bags ace.
Voice of the Lady Grizz. What can I say? All right. I'm going to go heads, Grizz fan Henry. Oh, that was a bad flip. Redo.
That's terrible.
Yeah, redo. Hold on. Heads, Grizz fan Henry. We'll just let it drop. Oh, God. Where'd it go?
Oh, no.
It's tails. Ethan Jenkins goes first.
All right.
All right. Let me get a pen over here. Let me keep track so I have your points down. Where the hell did I just put that pen? Who took my pen?
The one you gave me.
Yeah, that is the one. Do I not have... Hold on. I gotta have a second pen in this freaking place. Ah, yeah. We're all right.
Becoming a dad very quickly.
Yeah, I know. You should hear me sneeze. Hi-hoo! Shake the house when I sneeze now. Okay. What are we doing here? Daily driving gores. We're back on track. All right. 22 answers. We're going to say it's a race to 7.
Right.
7 points is going to be the win, if that makes sense.
Okay.
All right. Ethan Jenkins, give me a team that has won the World Cup.
Argentina.
Argentina, he says. Mm-hmm. They were indeed the last winners in 2022. Grizz fan Henry.
Going to go with France.
Et Français, or as Jackson will call him, Le Bleu. 5-1. You guys knocked out each of the last two World Cup champions. France won it in 2018. By the way, so again, Grizz fan Henry, you kind of get... I don't know how much it helps Ethan, but the list I gave him, it shows each year, and then it shows the runner-up, like who they beat. Oh. But again, that's your fault for not coming in studio.
Yeah.
I don't know how much it helps. Like, do you look at this list, Ethan, and be like, oh, yeah, I remember who beat Argentina in 1930?
You know, I don't.
Okay.
That right. one's a little fuzzy for me. If it would have been 34.
Ah, sure. Right. All right. 1-1 our score. Back to Ethan Jenkins.
All right. We're going to go Germany.
Germany! Mm-hmm. Germany in 2014. You boys have hit each of the last three. Grizz fan Henry?
I think 2010 was Spain. I'll go Spain.
Spain! Mm-hmm. You chat too. Good job. Hey, you guys are going in order. You guys have hit the last four. Not necessary, by the way. You can jump over. But anyways, Ethan Jenkins.
My guess is going to break this order.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure I saw France had more than one star on the shirt, so we're going to go France again.
Francais!
Oh.
1998. Francais defeated someone else. All right, Grizz fan Henry.
Brazil that year.
I was gonna pick Brazil in like 1994, I think.
You don't have to say the year, but I do appreciate. Is that your final answer?
That's
by
my
way?
Guess. Right. Yep, that's right. My guess.
Yes, Brazil. Yeah, 1994. Yeah, you hit that right in the head. All right, tied at 3, naming all the FIFA World Cup champions. 22 total. It's a race to 7. So the next one to get 4 more. Ethan Jenkins.
I'm gonna go Germany again.
Germany again. Yeah, I'll give it to you. Sure. West Germany, technically. But I'm going to give it to you. I'm a forgiving game show host over here.
Turned a new leaf from the team name game.
I'm trying to be a hero instead of the villain when it comes to trivia nowadays. So 4-3, back to Grizz fan Hank.
I will do England.
England. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Time. Yeah, 1966. Couldn't find it on my list. I'm like, God, I could have sworn there. I'm like, where am I looking? All right. 4-4 is our score. Ethan Jenkins, back to you. And remember, there can be repeat answers.
Mm-hmm. I know Italy has won at least one.
Italia!
Uh-huh. Is that 2006?
Yep. 2006. Chris Van Henry, back to you. 5-4, our score.
Man, I'm going to start double dipping then. Argentina had to win another one, right?
Argentina did, in fact, win another. It was 1986, Argentina. We are tied at 5. Two more. I don't know. At this rate, we may have to go extra innings, boys. But Ethan Jenkins, back to you. Yeah, take your time. You think about this. We got all sorts of time. It's a Monday. Nobody's working anyways.
We'll try another round of Brazil.
Brazil! Uh-huh. 6-5, our score. After the second Brazil mention, Grizz fan Henry.
I'm going to get wild with it.
Uh-oh.
And say Uruguay.
By God, that wilderness has paid off. 1950. We are tied at 6. So the next one to 7. Now, if Ethan gets 7 here, Grizz fan Henry, you will have your chance at rebuttal to tied, and then we go extra innings. But tied at 6. Ethan could win it. Well, either one of you could win it in this round. World Cup winner, what do you got?
Let's try double dip in Italy.
Double dip in Italy. 2006, 1982. Grizz fan Henry needs a point here to keep the category alive.
How about France a third time?
Francais a third time? That is incorrect. Really Ethan Jenkins wins the round. Oh, he goes up 1-0.
My first Daily Drive win.
First? No, hold on a minute. Didn't you?
You won some team name games once upon a time. I won one round of that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't count yourself short. Okay. What we missed. What was the last one you just said, Grizz fan Hank? France?
France, yep.
Yeah, they won two. It was 1998. 2018, maybe this year, who knows. What we missed was another Argentina.
Oh, three.
Three more Brazils.
Oh my gosh.
Two more West Germanys, and again, I would have counted Germany. Two more Italys, did I already say that? I don't remember if I did or not. Two more Italys, 1934 and 1938, and then Uruguay won the first ever World Cup way back in 1930.
Good for them.
Good for Uruguay. Uruguay. I hear is how they pronounce it. Yeah.
Between the two of us, we got all the distinct countries, right?
You did. Yes. Yep. Yeah, yeah. The only ones you guys missed were the repeats. So, yeah, well done.
All but one of them since 02, or since 94.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You guys killed it. Look at you. Look at you guys. Modern soccer gurus over here.
Yeah, football. Soccer.
That's what I've been saying.
Are you actually a big soccer fan, Ethan? I'm not sure if you are or not.
I know Chris
Van
Henry's watching it.
Yeah.
But sure, I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. Well, congratulations on going up 1-0. Grizz fan Henry, your back is against the door now. You're going to need to win this next category. How you feeling? You a little nervous back there sitting in the...
I'm sweating. Yeah. I feel like I'm back in Miami right now. Just the walls are starting to close in.
Well, I don't know who's got the edge this next round. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Daily Drive Agoury's round two coming up next on KGRZ. Daily Drive Agoury's returns on a Monday. Today's show brought to you by the Mo Club. Nothing pairs better with game day than the best burger in town. Than a cold one on tap. You'll find both at the Mo Club. Ethan Jenkins has gone up 1-0 over Grizz fan Henry. After knowing more World Cup champions, Hank will never live France down.
Nope.
Le Bleu. Le Bleu sunk his chances. All right. I don't know who's going to have the upper hand in this one. We're going to the FBS ranks. Our category is FBS. The trivia round, undefeated regular seasons of the 2000s and 2010s. This is just FBS. We are not doing FCS. So undefeated regular seasons of the 2000s and 2010s. Now, let me explain just a little more. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, but... you're naming the FBS CFB teams that have gone into the bowl season undefeated. So if you lost the bowl, you know, you're still on this list. It's undefeated regular season teams. Because there are more than we had FIFA World Cup champions. I'm not going to accept repeat answers. There are 19 individual teams that have gone undefeated in a regular season from 2000 to 2019. Got it?
Got it.
And sorry, no repeat, so you can't say the same team twice.
Yep. So, I mean, if Montana was undefeated twice in the FBS, you say Montana once and the rest, they're wiped off the board. So different than the World Cup round, yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Ethan, since you went first, or since you won, I should say, you are going to go first here in the second round, and Ethan Jenkins can win the day with a win in category number two. Can you give me an FBS college football team that has gone undefeated going into bowl season since 2000?
Feels like a safe bet to go Alabama right off the bat.
Alabama! Yep. Bama appeared on this list several times. I don't know how many exactly, but several. And by the way, so there are 19 teams. It's going to be a race to eight. We're going to go to eight because I think you guys will be able to get most, if not all, of these. So, race to eight. Ethan goes up 1-0. Grizz fan Hank.
We go with UCF.
UCF. That was your first pull, huh? Trying to get sneaky on us.
I'm gonna try and get the hard ones out of the way.
Sure, sure. UCF did that twice, as a matter of fact, 2018 and 2017. So, okay. Tied at one. Ethan.
Boise State.
Boise State. I figured you were going to pull that one.
That felt like a fair bet.
Yeah, being a Boise State guy.
Got to love that Fiesta Bowl.
Uh-huh. That was, I mean, maybe one of my favorite bowl games I've ever watched. I don't want to say anything else. I might spoil something.
Confidently say that's the same for the city of Boise.
Yeah, that's
fair. It's still on the loop in many stores.
Yeah, I believe it. 2-1, Ethan, back to Grizz Fan Henry.
I'll go with Michigan.
Michigan! That is incorrect, my friend.
What about the 15-0?
That was after 2019.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. 2000 to 2019 are the years.
Tell you, I'm really good at reading the first half of a sentence.
I did this quiz earlier today to see how many I would get, and I guessed Michigan. I had the same response. I went, what? They're undefeated. Like, oh, well, I guess that was only a couple of years ago. And then, yeah, I had the same exact response.
Dang.
2-1.
All right.
Ethan is up, and it's back to you. Race to eight.
I think either 2018 or 19, Washington.
Washington. That is incorrect, my friend.
Not really
my that is friend. Incorrect. Grizz Fan Henry has the door ajar. He can pull into
There's
a tie
hope.
Again.
I'll go with Ohio State.
Ohio State. Is 100% correct. Yes, they also appear on this list several times. Undefeated regular seasons, the 2000s and 2010s, 2019, 2013, 2002. Yeah, on here a lot. Tied at two. Back to Ethan.
Auburn.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn also on here. They did it, I believe, once, 2004. Twice, 2010 as well, twice. All right, 3-2, Ethan, back to Hank.
I'll go with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Did it a couple of times in the early 2000s. All right, scratch that off. Making sure I'm staying up to date. We're tied at three. Ethan Jenkins.
Let's go Texas.
Tejas. For a point. Did it first in 2005, which, speaking of epic bowl games. Yeah. All right. 4-3.
Maybe take the other half of that coin and go USC.
Yeah, I figured. I'm like, well, I'm walking somebody into that answer there, but I figured that it was going to be said either way. But I did try and stop myself. I was like, oh, yeah, that game we had. Tried to stop, but just get carried away. You know, I love sports. What can I say?
And I'm a person that loves sports.
All right. I got major use out of that button last week when he first said that. Jackson was in the studio, and I love sports. All right. You tied at four, and I forgot. Who just, 4-4, back to you. Yeah, because you just said USC. What was the answer?
Georgia.
That is.
Tell you, he's not really my friend.
Incorrect, my friend. Incorrect. Let me double check here. Because I also guessed Georgia today. No Georgia.
Right.
Hank, you can pull ahead.
I'm going to go with Clemson.
Clemson. Mm. Oh, didn't mean to hit that one, but yeah, it is correct. Clemson did it several times in the late 2010s, mid to late. Okay, so now Grizz fan Henry has pulled ahead 5-4 in a race to 8, naming the undefeated regular seasons of the 2000s and 2010s in the FBS. Ethan.
Let's go Miami.
Miami. That is correct. Back-to-back years in 01 and 02. Knotted up at 5 in a race to 8. Hank.
Oh, man. I hope this is right. Iowa.
Iowa. That is incorrect, my friend. There is no Iowa on the list.
I thought they did it in the 2010s.
Now we're deadlocked again, even at 5. Ethan, back to you.
Oregon.
Oregon, as my dad would say. That is correct. I actually just had that conversation with a friend from Wisconsin. For whatever reason, my dad just lays into it. He says Oregon. And I always thought it was the goofiest pronunciation, never understood it. But I found out there is an Oregon, Wisconsin, and they pronounce it Oregon.
No way.
I guess that's a good reason.
Right. I'm like, okay, so if you know the city, which I know he's been to multiple times, okay, all right, fine. I get that. But still, I don't know. Oregon, you don't have to be so Canadian about it. Anyways. 6-5, our score. Ethan on top in a race to 8. Grizz fan Henry.
Shout out Gabby Toulon. I'm going to go with Florida State.
Florida State. They also did it in back-to-back years, 2013-2014. Is Jameis QB both years or just one?
That's a good question. For sure 13.
Yeah. Because that was the year, it was him and Kelvin Benjamin with like the 1-2 punch in 2013.
Man.
I don't remember.
What a squad. What a squad.
Yeah, truly. All right, we're tied at 6. Race to 8, Ethan Jenkins.
Let's keep it in the state and go Florida.
Florida. That is incorrect.
Oh. Really,
no Florida.
I thought one of the Tito teams would have done it.
Yep, I too. Let me double check, because you are, I mean, it is quite surprising. No Florida.
Wow.
Yep. 6-6. Back to Grizz fan Henry.
I'll go with a different Urban Meyer team and go with Utah.
Utah. Good pull. The Alex Smith Utah Utes in 2004, and then they did it again in 2008. I don't remember that team as much.
It was a Sugar Bowl appearance against Bama, I think.
Oh, see, that's, I was picturing that being 2004, but yeah, you might be right, actually.
They love that one down there.
Yeah. Okay. Grizz fan Henry's up to 7. 7-6, our score. Ethan, going to need a few here.
Let's try Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. That is incorrect, my friend.
Not really my friend.
You are my friend. I don't care what Chase or Mark Mariani says there. You are my friend. Grizz fan Henry. For the win, what do you got, pal?
Man. It's a lot of thoughts here. I don't know if I want to go safe or not.
Hey, you take your time, pal.
If I lose on this one.
Well,
I might never hear the end of this. I'm going to go with Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. I'm glad you thought that was a possibility, but they did not go undefeated in the regular season. I'm surprised you said that as a Minnesota Golden Gopher. I didn't know if your win would be tarnished, even if that was correct.
I wasn't sure if Russ did it.
Simpson's dead. All right, Ethan. Down 7-6. Hank can still win on the next time because he's got that. He's got an extra leg up, and he went second this round. So Hank can still win on the next time around. Ethan in desperation mode, needing a win, needing that point. Unless we go to a sudden death tiebreaker, and you guys aren't going to like the tiebreaker. It's Pokemon.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
gonna be bad.
Yeah, Pokemon's the non-sports league.
Let's try BYU.
BYU.
Tell you, he's not
incorrect.
Really my friend.
Grizz fan Henry with another chance at a win to pull even at 1-1. Daily Drive of Gores.
I'll try Notre Dame.
Notre Dame for the win. Yeah. Yes, sirree. 2012. I believe that was the only year. Some teams you missed. I don't think anybody said LSU, correct?
Oh, no.
No.
Huh. Hank, I'm surprised you didn't say Western Michigan.
Oh, man.
That's a
shank.
As a PJ Fleck guy.
Yep. Was Oklahoma State in there?
Oklahoma State was not. Okay. But TCU was.
Oh, I was thinking it was after.
So, and Ethan, when I was starting to say, like, the Boise State-Oklahoma game is one of my favorites, I was going to jump into when
that
Boise State played TCU,
it?
And I was like... Never mind.
I should have got that one.
Yeah, I paused myself. Cincinnati did so in 2009.
Oh. Is that a Kelsey year?
Wow.
Probably, yeah. I think the quarterback, I think his name was Tony Pike. I think his name was. But anyway, Cincinnati did it in 09. Hawaii, that was the other one you guys missed. That was the Colt Brennan... Greg Salas, I think, was the wide receiver's name. Is that correct? Hawaii did it in 2007. All right, boys. It comes down to a tiebreaker in a round I know you both are going to thrive in.
It's a race to the bottom.
Pokemon is the category. Again, I completely randomized these.
This is right up our alley.
I knew Grizz fan Henry didn't know. I'm like, I don't think Ethan's a Pokemon guy, but I have no idea either.
Not a clue.
Okay. Let me lay it out for you. Categories Pokemon. The trivia is, can you name all 151 of the original Pokemon? So there are 100.
I'm just gonna answer
you now. Hold on. I know you're not going to get 151. Can I tell you something, though? So it's a quiz on Sporkle. I've done it before. I've done that. I've named all 151.
I pulled it up to try it earlier today.
Did you?
Okay. And I just, I closed it. I had nowhere to start.
All right. Well, I'm gonna set it at a race to three. We'll see if we can get to three. And if we can't, like if it's just like 1-0, you guys are just floundering, then we'll, whoever gets the one, I guess, wins. Is that fair?
That sounds good.
Okay. Grizz fan Henry, you won last round. You get to lead things off. Can you name all 151 of the original Pokemon? Of course, I only need one. I just need one. We'll go back and forth. One from each of you.
Ethan, I'm sorry, but I'm going to take Pikachu.
That's fair.
I knew that was coming as number one. All right. Hey, that is a Pokemon. You nailed it.
Hey.
Ethan?
Let's try it. Charizard.
Hey. You boys are cooking right now. Cooking like Charizard. This is where we separate the boys from the men.
Pikachu
and Charizard.
When I worked for the Salt Lake Bees, we would occasionally, you know, we worked hard, but in the off season, we would occasionally play some Snorlax, is that one?
Snorlax, you dirty son of a gun. 2-1. Race to three.
I think I remember seeing the name. Is it Squirtle?
Squirtle, by God.
Yeah.
2-2. Maybe I underestimated you guys in a race to three. All right, Grizz fan Henry, for number three here. And again, if we tie for the rounds, we'll just go into extras. Naming all 151 original Pokemon.
Oh, man. There is a...
On Friday, by the way, the bonus round, the non-sports round, was WWE. Also, completely sunk our contestants that day.
There's a snake one.
Slippy little snake. Hank's just... He's off camera right now. He's trying to...
Is it Ekans?
I'll take it. It's Ekans, but yeah, I'll take it. Which fun fact is just snake spelled backwards, by the way.
Oh,
E-K-A, okay. Yeah. All right, Hank's to three. Ethan needing a point to keep this alive.
Charmander,
we'll take it. Tied at three to extra innings we go. Grizz fan Henry. You guys. I'm sorry for doubting you. You guys got to three with ease.
Yeah, the real test is four.
Hank?
All I can think of is like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh? Is that what you said? No. That's a different company.
It's like, I mean, I feel it was like second grade. Everyone was playing that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man.
I'm looking at Hank right now. He is just going through it.
I got nothing.
Okay.
Ethan, if you can do it.
For the win, Ethan Jenkins.
Is there one called, like, Chortle?
I don't think I can give you Chortle.
Okay.
I don't think I can give you Chortle. You're not far off, but, like, you're kind of combining two, and I'm like, I can't do it. Okay, so now we've both failed. I'll give you guys one more pass, and if we can't do anything, we might just have to call it a draw, and everybody gets a point.
It's very soccer.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't really think about the tiebreaker scenario in Daily Driver Gores. I thought best of three, but I don't know.
Chortle sounds good. I'm not going to lie.
It's not, it's not a terrible guess. You're in the ballpark.
I can't pull anything out.
Okay, we'll go back to Ethan Jenkins. If he cannot get one here, we're going to call it a draw.
While I'm thinking, I'd just like to submit for consideration for future Pokemon.
Sure.
I think Sourwine would be a great name.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, that would be good. Sourwine. Yeah, okay.
All right, so if Chortle's in the ballpark at two, let's just try and edit that one a little bit.
Yep. See if you can get this down.
Gonna go Tortle.
God, you continue to flirt with this, but like I can't give you Tortle either. We're gonna call this a draw. All right, here's where you're close. Where, so you said Charmander, there's a Charmeleon, and there's a War Tortle that you,
that's
like,
the one I'm trying to remember.
Like, I know, I'm like, you were right there.
I remembered something Ortle.
That was incredible. You guys were right there.
Well, I continue to guess close-ish while being wrong.
Some of the other, like, more famous Pokemon, would you have gotten Bulbasaur?
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one before.
Jigglypuff?
Oh.
Jigglypuff, yeah.
Mew or Mewtwo? Articuno?
No. Okay. You lost me there.
All right. I figure we're getting into, like, yeah.
Wait, I definitely knew the name Jigglypuff. Didn't know it was a Pokemon.
It is. Arcanine one?
Arcanine, yeah. Arcanine is. Yeah. And if you were to pronounce it Arcanine, I would have given it to you. But alas, we play to a draw. Yeah. Kind of lame, but I don't know what else to do. We can take
draws. World Series winners.
That's just unfair. I can't do that to Ethan over here. You're like an encyclopedia just rattling that off.
I know the Braves have won one this Mariners.
The Braves have
won
one.
Sorry, Kristen.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, boys, thanks for playing. You each get a point in the season standings.
We'll take it.
You guys will play once a month, so we'll see you in August.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
That's right. That is right.
This point matters.
You guys are both ahead of Gabby at this point. Sorry, Gabby. It was a low blow.
Hey, if it comes down to that, whether I'm going to be relegated or not, this point can be a different
thing. That's a good point. That's a great point.
Very true.
Gentlemen, thanks for playing. We'll chat with you next month, all right?
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
Ethan Jenkins and Grizz Fan Henry. Play to a draw.